Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, and when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.
To the class of 2021 and the family, friends, teachers, and neighbors who helped them along the way, congratulations, you did it. Graduation might look a little different this year, and it'll almost certainly feel different. But whether you're celebrating with a small in-person crew or gearing up for another virtual event, this is your moment. Which is why we're bringing you the commencement you deserve, full of wisdom to help you step into the real world and enter a brand new normal. Ready to get inspired? Put your hands together for one of this year's incredible commencement speakers, the one, the only, Bowen Yang.
Hello, class of 2021. My name is Bowen Yang, and right off the top, I want to say that my own personal history with commencements is strange, or at least not memorable. I've only been a part of two, not counting the convocation for middle school continuation we had in the fifth grade, and I swear I just went to public school in the suburbs, even though it sounds like I was raised on a commune. At high school commencement, I graduated without honors and sang Goodbye by the Spice Girls with three altos from my choir class. That's right, it was three altos and one baritone, which is so dumb. That's all I can remember from that day. At college commencement, I graduated without honors again and despaired over the fact that everyone around me seemed excited and happy about starting their lives, while I felt the complete opposite because I was leaving with a degree I had no idea how to use. That's all I can remember from that day. I know a lot of you still aren't able to attend an in-person ceremony, and that's incredibly disappointing. You've earned this time to celebrate and acknowledge your hard work with your friends and loved ones. You deserve to have this accomplishment tied in with some spatial awareness as you sit in a folding chair on a football field or something. But I'm willing to bet that each of you are still figuring out how to celebrate in your own particular way, so that you can take a moment to quietly triumph by yourself. Whether or not pomp and circumstance is playing at your event, virtual or otherwise, you've made it through a very important period in your life, no matter where it goes from here. This may or may not be your last commencement, because life doesn't usually arrange them for you after this. And so isn't that the point of graduation ceremonies anyway? To celebrate the fact that celebration is rare? To have ceremony over the way most of our days aren't very ceremonious. I know I'm being meta, but I think the thing that makes graduation meaningful is that it's meaningful unto itself. No matter where you are or how you're commemorating this, no one can take away that meaning. My commencements eventually became like any other day that faded into memory, and I think it's because I was spinning out both times about what was coming next. Those days don't stand out as special to me because I didn't spend them that way. And now, years later, my regret is that I didn't do more to take it all in. I know that meditation is sexy now and that we're all mindfulness experts, but I really would have loved to have had the presence of mind over what the milestone of it was. To quietly triumph, even when I was lucky enough to be in a crowd of people cheering. That's really the only advice I have, to take opportunities from now on to quietly triumph by yourself. Today, tomorrow, anytime the occasion calls for it. Did you have a tough day at work? Triumph quietly that you got through it. Are you keeping up a healthy habit that's hard to maintain? Triumph quietly that you're switching to oat milk. Did you hang up curtain rods by yourself with no help? Triumph loudly because that shit is hard. You're going into a long, challenging, beautiful stretch of your life. The least you can do is throw a little ceremony in your head when you've deserved it. You may have to throw them on your own schedule, but right now, during this commencement, you can do it at the same time as a lot of people you love. If you don't, you may end up like me, and all you'll remember is Spice Girls and anxiety. But you might still be okay. Congratulations.
You can find the collection of incredible commencement addresses from all your favorite speakers at the Commencement Podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.